microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest from the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop is the aspiration, it's breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J-Love, and beside me is my partner in rhyme, partner in crime, Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's, you know, it's one of them great days. It's Mother's Day here at Microphone Masters Satellite Episode Gangster Off the Walls. And this. But, yeah, you know, shout out real quick to all the mothers out there who are mothers to their children. And, of course, to my mother-in-law, yes. Jay's wife, and, I mean, anybody else who deserve that honor, please find a rock and hit yourself with it.
I concur, I agree with those sentiments 100%. So with that, we're gonna have, sometimes it's better to have less of us and more of something else. So this is gonna be one of those episodes where it's gonna be real cool, giving it to you a little bit different feel of this Microphone Masters. We got Casual that's going to be on deck talking about, he has a new album coming out. It's called He Still Think He Raw, so make sure you check that out. Then also I hooked up with Balance right after I had done that interview, so it's cool how technology works. I hooked up with him and chopped it up with him for a few minutes. And I guess for Mother's Day, in a way, we're going to start off with his first song. It's called Daughters by Nas, because, you know, Daughters.
That song is ill, though.
And I was gonna ask you about, obviously you have daughters, and if you, this made you think of when you think of how your girls grow up, and you don't want, we talked about this before years ago, that there's that scene in Bad Boys 2 where his daughter is about to date, and they get real, they just puff up on the dude that comes to the door. And so you start thinking of when your daughter starts to date, and you don't want no man to come and date your daughter, and just the things that they go through. So it made me think you when I heard this song.
Hey, bro. I mean, my oldest daughter just went to prom yesterday. You know, so yeah. I mean, you know, it, you know what though? Let me say this: I applaud Nas for the direction he took on the song, though, because you have a lot of MCs over the years who have dedicated songs to their daughters, their children, etc. But none of them really take the stance that Nas has, which is him, you know, in a nutshell, saying, you know, you're a screw up because I'm a screw up. You know, you know, I mean, for lack of a better way of putting it, I mean, that's basically what he's saying is, you know, his daughter's failings and her shortcomings are a direct result from his failings and shortcomings as a parent. You know, and it's awesome when you hear an artist, especially a black artist, especially a male artist, you know, take that stance to say, you know what, you're a product of me, and your failures are my failures. So, you know, as it connected though, I can totally relate, because I know sometimes it's difficult as a father to separate yourself from what your kids do, even when you're telling them the opposite. You know, so I imagine when you're not telling them anything, it's got to be more, you know, it's got to be more difficult to do that. Or if you're not telling them enough, or you don't have that level of communication, and even when you try, sometimes you can't really get that open level of communication. But just having the opportunity to look back and say, okay, you know what, I'm doing what I can, and open that line of communication is important. So to be able to see somebody reflect, you know, and realize their role in their child's upbringing and their child's position is good.
Indeed. So we're gonna get into those a couple songs real quick. Come back, set up the first part of the Casual interview.
Yeah.
So Nas called Daughters, and then Big Crit is called Handwriting. So Nas, Big Crit, you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
I call it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never tried to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she see me switching women, pops was on some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love her. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where his head's at. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. This morning I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kids. She's on Twitter, I know she ain't gon' post no pic of herself underdressed. No inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she answered. Said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on a dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her from private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talents. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players and foulest heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back. He makes us have precious little girls. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand, it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind the door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
Excuse my tone of voice, but today was just a bad day. Label hit me about another single and said I ain't had play since Country Shit. Hell, they thought that was a reasonable record anyway, but thank God for Bun B and Ludacris, because they had faith that shit would take off, and it did. Guess I was too country to quit. I made albums, not hits. These rich folk don't know about this, but that's cool. I'm back to that grid. What's up? Pray to God this was meant for me, a king to be. Hoping my time was near. Maybe I'm rapping in vain. Maybe this was in my lane. Maybe I'm hurting myself, talking about real life instead of the fame. But how can I change? Shorty, I swear I think I'm wasting time on the phone with my pops. Like, I just wanna say some lies. I just wanna do some ride with the wrongs I was dealt. My pride might be my downfall, but I ain't asking for help. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Don't run into me, cause it bleeds. No disrespect to your craft, but I make my own beats. Shit, the hand, right?
Maybe Hennessy do something to a nigga, man. Sometimes that shit. Just can't hold back.
First quota got me like bowling water with soda in it. Drop my project in the pot, watch it lock up like those in prison. Gotta prove these people wrong that don't see the vision. Three nominations, number one on 106. Hell, I forgot to mention. Two free albums, mine is label support. Five my purposes, cause I forgot what I was paying them for. Drink till I'm barely conscious, call Johnny, tell him push out on freeway immediately. Cause I'm sick of being lied to when I'm waging war. Then I'm going back to sipping land and I'm quitting rap. Ain't that bad, cause when I was poor, hell, I was fairly happy. Dealing with the critics and the comments got me tripping, like my accent and my tone making really hard to listen. I was scarred, but I was driven before the politics came. Lynching rappers and dropping albums, watching them hang. I pushed mine back with fear that they might just do me the same. Cause I rebel, I might get shelled, but that's part of the game. Hell, the hand, right? Goddamn writers on the wall. Take this shit.
shit serious, man. This is my life. It's all I ever known. It's all I ever do. And I promise to God, I won't let nobody take it from me. I did it for all of mine and all of yours. 10 toe deep in the game I'm in. I'm buying to lose if I'm living in sin. If I play to win, will I make it? I'm tired of feeling my heart, Lord. I just want to scrape it out. It's the road, let's travel, shot, just gotta stay the wide. I hear the hate and all the betrayal, I just gotta phase it out with another shot. Better chase it down with a glass of wine, put that on my tab. Yeah, I'm doing bad, cause music's all I've ever known. Shit, all I've ever had. Try to say something, try to do something, try to be better. Ain't much time left, I gotta make do, I can't live forever. And that what makes me mean, no smoking, no mirrors. Hell, I don't even wear locs, so they can see me clear. You can say that I'm bitter, but tell me if I'm tripping. They stick their noses up and talk, dying on Mississippi. Imagine how you feel and know you work hard and you educated, and they treat you like you never made it. Damn right.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, this first part of the interview or the conversation with Casual, start talking about, because his album, He Still Think He Raw, he called it a sequel to the album He Think He Raw. And I wanted to ask you real quick before we go into this, and then we're going to do a couple songs, Blaze, is you had a couple of albums that you released that kind of similar albums, the Dream Sequence albums that you did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you how you went about that songwriting process. Did you approach it any differently, or did you just kind of I don't want to put words in your mouth. How did you approach those albums?
You know, but I think this, I will say this one, mine was a little different only because I recorded at the same time.
Right.
And my idea was just for one that was a little more introspective and one that was a little more after the world. And I think that the song selection, the beat selection, the lyrics, it drove everything that was going on in both projects. And I think that's for a sequel type of thing, or when you do a series, that's kind of what you're looking for. Is, you know, it's no different than TV. You know, you have a TV show, for example, and that show is about X. But every episode isn't going to be about X, but it's going to be about the Y of X, or the Z of X, in that carryation, that continuation. I see that's what I've tried to do.
By the way, you can get all Blaze Rock stuff at blazerock.com. That's how we do it. But real quick, we're going to go into the first part of this Casual conversation, and then immediately go into a couple songs by Casual. One's called Mike Memorial, the other is called Tears, and then one from J-Love and Blaze Rock called Hell to Pay. So you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. What's the writing process like? I know this is produced by DJ Fresh. Talk a little bit about how you approach an album like this.
Well, it could be seen better if we can imagine this, like I said, with script writing or with screenplays, if we could think about Star Wars Part 1 and then The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
You know, it's still going to contain the same characters, the same subject matter, and almost would be, you know, chronologically along some type of timeline, unless they go back into the past even further.
Yeah.
Well, but that was my intent with the album too. I know I've developed a lot and I've grew so much since the time I've done the first album that it would not be right to just try to do a sequel and bang it out with the content that's on my mind as we speak. It would not come out correctly. And so what basically the whole concept behind He Think He Raw was basically to encompass some of the primary attributes of hip-hop, at that time, hip-hop and being a boastful MC, the braggadocio, all the things that have been encompassed in what people call now swag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to say that. I'm talking about on the hardcore hip-hop element, you know what I mean? That's encompassed in by saying He Think He Raw. And you know, it's also a sarcastic statement.
Right.
It's not me saying it about myself. It's another person saying it about me that he thinks he's raw. And so some action has to be performed in order for a person to think that way. You know, if anybody heard the original album, like I said, it was just straight classic hip-hop. But I was focusing on the elite lyricism and, you know, even doing some of the traditional B-boy braggadocio rhymes, metaphors, and stuff that people say, man, that's what we do.
Hey yo, just so your bookie don't overlook me, I still rock a show with rookies, the flow is cookies, dipped in milk, Spider-Man dipped in silk, I gangsta lane and left the till, sitting mic check, Ace Deuce, see the 7 Deuce Monte Carlo, yeah that's the Grey Goose, I right hand your hype man, why the crew Bogart, your bodyguard, we so hard, Yakuza leave your body scarred, Sten shooter Glock user, rocking pop music, see the Mac flow over ya, the gap blow, Joe, you see so many arms, you get arachnophobia, the black foe, shut shit like the lacto, normally laid back, but he on the attack, it's the chic answer, Diop or hip-hop, the rhyme of Van Sertima, Lockjaw, Ursa Maat Ra, Sintep and Ra, the planned murderer of land burglars, it's the twat, the first stellar people, nigga, we the best. Rome next to the Olmecs. Who told the secrets to the Masons? Rock ride my pioneer with no apron to Hootie scriptures. Rappers trying to be trappers, but we truly vicious, wild and unruly with it. Rap songs, animated Pixar, movie pictures on the utmostest. Rain like the third Tutmosis. Tongue play, I place words in the beats when it's heard in the streets. It's like audible feng shui with tennis shoes hanging from electric wires. Corner store wallpaper, neglected flyers. And you expect the liars to rectify us. When cops come around, they petrify us. The emptiers won't deny us pious. We only understand the heights of the highest. Who the most treacherous, son, the flow effortless, wonderful, wet tundra flow, the essence is excellence, drop bombs under your bungalow, heavy flow, bro, don't get caught in the undertow, you got fans that'll be irresponsible, most rappers know, so they fear the monster, boy, wet, saturated, hydrated, I vibrated up, out of my physical, a wizard to you pseudo-lyrical misfits, this is more than a band, these are signs and symbols of primordial man, smash rock and tote ray, twice your lifespan. The other day, four cops got wasted. I was spitting raps to race shit in the basement. I shine luminous, rhyme catalog numerous. The lunar solar and polar, mic controller, not a Kambala follower. Crown chakra rocker, got to medicate to elevate and educate the featherweight. Y'all better wait for Casual next album, and if it don't drop, it levitate. The best flow just so celestial, boy, I spit helium. If you don't know God, well, I'm the medium for meeting them. Full of game, still a puller thing, gorilla killer aim. My raps float over tracks like the bullet train. I have to squeeze big lyrics in microphones. I need a macro phone. Your tour is like an Apple phone. 16 gigs for 3 G's? You should've stayed back at home.
But the tears in my eyes won't let me hide the hurt.
All right. We get money from work and keep Skrilla from hustling. I get mine from rapping, rhythms over percussion. Doing tours for weeks, taking it to the fans. We be in the streets looking for something to eat. I need a milli ticket so I can really kick it. Won't see me on YouTube, but acting silly with it. Nah, I rock a fedora with a gray feather. Giving ass kickings for money is cash Mayweather. Cats stay together, show some class with your broke ass. Got no cash to smoke rash, nigga. And that shit hurt when rap niggas broke. A comedian, he couldn't crack a bigger joke. That's not my style, you will have problems. I keep scratch paper for the math problems. And if you ain't winning, and it's the eighth inning, just remember it's a game, just stay in them.
But the tears in my eyes.
stacking money, cause that's a pimp's job. She worked in strip clubs and some pimp jobs, and it hurt her feelings, cause she was raised in church. Now when a pimp get money, all he says is church. And she think about it, like I trying to tell her, go on, get him up out your life and get another fella. But he hard on her, like a pimp B, see, he be beating that ass like an MP. So she just listen to him and do what he says. And when she done stripping, she give him all the bread. She just giving lap dances in the private room, and she hide them tears. She been hide for years. She got a back page and a red book. Nigga, how you know, nigga? I went ahead and looked, and I'ma tell you, her eyes be welling up. So I threw her a proposition, like I tell you what.
Here I am on my job, trying to work.
But he got to. That's some bullshit. But not two niggas on the block who still plot to cop new whips with chips they ain't get. They got to. I feel sorry for niggas who think they clean and some shoes they bought from selling drugs to a dope fiend. Niggas know they tripping but still do it though. Cause if you was homeless, nigga, where you would go? Well then, thought so. Young niggas bail in like mailmen with boss dough, and it hurts to them. So they stay high, but they on they job. Even in the daytime, I pull an all-nighter, still praying to God. Cause they out there dirty and gon' stay in the mob. Praying if they hit them, the angels come and get them. A tear on the gangster's cheek, another victim.
True focus, scooter on tracks which show my true slowness. Throw hard in a booth before it becomes hopeless. Yeah. Warrior on weekends, we gave us been struggling. The life of a man with kids, you sports juggling. Industry humbled them, but never broke. Never sent you to the top slowly. Survival story, rise and fall, backpack a ball. Pay me in the corner, make me grovel and crawl. Movement saw, damn near capsized. Embrace the journey that led directly to the prize. I passed tired souls that discarded goals. That never really saw the magic that they hold. Gratitude old, like sands in the hourglass. I wait for no one, let too much time pass. This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame, and it's all gone. Sleep is none, work is play. You think not, and there'll be hell to pay. What? This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame, and it's all gone. Sleep is none, work is play. You think not, and there'll be hell to pay.
Man, I told somebody I was something like sick.
And I told somebody we was coming like this.
And I hope somebody gets the candle lights quick. Cause I shut down the block like assault rifle clips. When I'm holding a mic, I'm controlling the night. When I install these lines, I can fold your grind. I'll just hold up my shine like crosswalk signs. I'm stopping all you puppy dogs, it's big dog time. Hard with the rock, point guard with the Glock. Push it to the paint, I can spot up and get you popped. It's a never-ending cycle, my empire is spiteful. The cars with the rifles, the shells that don't like you. But they just passing right through, and they don't hate you, but I do. And I'ma show you how to hype move. Cash or charge, we check you frauds. You should guess you lost, I'm still the best and you just soft.
This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame, and it's all gone. Sleep is done, work is play. You think not, and there'll be hell to pay. What? This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame, and it's all gone. Sleep is none, work is play. You think not, and there'll be hell to pay. I stay asleep deprived. Left side of my brain gets rest while I'm working with my right. Somehow hoping to devise a song that'll have the whole world welcome me into their life. Or maybe I can bake a pie.
Come on,
season and cool it. Grab a knife and take a huge slice. So instead of asking why,
I punch the clock, let the beat rock and get nice.
It's like I'm either a work of Jesus or the devil. Like I came from hell and popped up and dropped the level. Built crazy hair, wild beard, scruff disheveled. My words are like iron, hail, I'm hot fire and metal. Never the one to fall down, always ready to brawl clowns. You tearing the walls down, you scared of this all sound. The killer in the field, victory ain't in your future. I'm serious, disrespect, I shoot ya.
This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame and it's all gone. Sleep is none, work is play. You think not, and they'll be held to pay. What? This track is fire and brimstone. 15 minutes of fame and it's all gone. Sleep is none, work is play. You think not, and they'll be held to pay.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So the second part of this conversation that I pulled out with Casual, we know that Hieroglyphics is on one of the cuts that we kind of like from that 40 triple album. is the one that has the Hieroglyphics on it. So I asked him about working with 40 and how that came about, because they've known each other for a while. Then also asked him about being forced to go indie, because years ago he was on Jive and then kind of forced to go indie. So we're going to talk about that. Then also go into a couple songs. Blaze, I know you're going to like that. I think you're going to like this one by Cool Nuts. It's called Kango. Then we're going to go into another Blaze Rock J Love song. It's called Doom Music. And then one by Balance featuring Mitchie Slick called My Own Ish. So Cool Nuts, J Love, and Blaze Rock, Balance featuring Mitchie Slick. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
One and Only Casual. From the Smash Rockwell album, you had tracks that you had. My favorite, and I work out to it, is the Oak Town. I love that one.
Okay.
You have the track that with Nickel and Dime Gangsta with E-40 on it. And so to transition to ask, how was you guys, Hiro is on the new the Block Brochure trilogy, the triple album, so to speak. With 40, how's the reception been from the track that you guys did with 40, and how did that come about? I know I'm not saying that you guys aren't cool with each other, but how did that particular track come about?
Oh, well, actually, DJ Terrell does a lot of production for E-40 and the whole clique, and you know what I'm saying? And I guess it happened by request. 40 said it was long overdue, and we know it was long overdue. We've been peers and friends in the industry since we both were on Jive Records in the early 90s. So it was long overdue. 40 said he wanted to do one with Hiro. Terrell made it happen. We was all down to do that, obviously. And, you know, it's been well received. You can look at the YouTube comments. A lot of people are saying they respect 40 for doing that route. And even if you listen to his lyrics and his rhyme on the song, some of the things he say are real complimentary. And it's, you know, it's dope. He come in talking about, put me with the great. Don't put me with the flex, you know what I'm saying? And so just saying stuff like that to hear that's how 40 feels about, it's a mutual respect, you know what I'm saying? Because 40, like, I've been pushing his line since back in the day when a lot of the people didn't want to accept him as a real MC. And even to this day, they don't want to just put him in the MC category, and that's cool. And, you know, we might not say he don't fit directly in there, but he is an artist with the rhymes, he's a lyricist, and he's been doing this since, you know, I can remember. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of since you remember, I want to take you back a little bit from the Fear Itself album to going the independent route. I know you've probably been asked about this ad nauseum, but let me ask you, what was the most difficult transition from going to being on a major to going the independent route? And I mean, was it just something that you just roll up your sleeves and say, hey, let's get to it? Or what was the process like?
It was not a big, difficult transition. The biggest thing was the embarrassment of what they call being dropped from a major label.
Yeah.
But everybody didn't have the foresight we had, and everybody didn't have a sense of planning that we had. And they also didn't know that, I mean, because if you remember the history of hip-hop, before, I want to put this on everything. You can go do your research, or anybody listening can.
Yeah.
Before Hieroglyphics, got dropped, and then we turned that into a good thing, and we put out our own label independently. There was no template for success after being dropped from a major label. Used to be career ending.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody, we could go through every artist. Anybody who got dropped before 1990, what? I say that happened in like 95.
Yeah.
Everybody, it was over because that was hell of embarrassing to, I mean, just as an artist. And so that was one of the hardest things to deal with, to be like, oh, people looking at it like you got dropped, like you flopped. Those were two words that were synonymous with each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got dropped, you flopped, you know what I'm saying? And so besides that, everything was smooth because one of the most biggest metaphors you used to find back in that day for a major label was the plantation, you know what I mean? I mean, once, like, this whole, if you notice, artists started to rebel in the mid-90s against the labels, and then that's about when we did our thing, and then I'm not to say that we made the template for independent hip-hop's been independent since Crush Groove, but I'm trying to say, once you got caught up in that major label, you know, you had that backing. Then it made it a bit harder.
You talk to beat something too? Turn that slap up, man.
Slap up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Tom, you stupid for this one.
Stupid, man.
When I came in the club, man, heard my record on, man. Me and Turn, man, we had Patron in our belly, man. You know what I mean? Slapping. Yo. Super subbing, extra ghoulish. The stupid knock thunder that sounds so foolish. Racks for the D-boys, clips for the thugs. 3 for the 50, it's turf love. Picture me, I'm high post stunting. I'm home run slapping, cause niggas ain't bunting. This what she wanting, imperial hoods. The white, the pills, it's plugs on the goods. Yeah, buddy, this that shit. Gorilla in the trunk, it's as ill as it gets. Dive in the paint, the whip stay wet. I came through banging like I'm fresh on the set. Out the sunroof, gun in the strip beat. The bras drool at how stupid the whip be. This is retardo, it's disco dummy. And niggas in the club spending Christmas money. Star studded, the building like foolish. Wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah. Star studded, the building like foolish. Wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah. I'm all in her mouth like the taste of money. She see a nigga fresh and wanna scoot in a buggy. Familiar with the shoebox like crispy ones. And I been official, pretending none. I'm real as the seats of the Maybach leather. I'm dreaming about one and some monster cheddar. It's Empire State, I'm touching the cloud lines. Warren Buffett is how I go about mine. All for the bullseye, the one shot kill. Right between the eyes and the two play heel. Get it dropping, it's cake by the boatload. Niggas in the bathroom playing with they nose. Top notch, she down, it's ready rock. Budweiser stallions, no punks in tube socks. So goonish, we monster up. It's gorillas in the paint and they posting tough. Star studded, the building like foolish. Wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah. Star studded, the building like foolish. Wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah. This funky as a motherfucker cleaning the chillings. We eating like turkey day and all of the fixings. Block hugging like the pigs on a stakeout. A marathon race when running my bank route. Vision of greatness, hate perfection. My Fetty keep piling, it's green as the exit. I'm turf flexing, it's Lou Ferrigno. My niggas bang, get it clapping, and green is the signal. Heavy on the pedal, the heat is gully. Doing 60 up the K with Patron in my belly. She love my cologne, it's smelling like bread stacks. And King Cool Nuts, it's bringing the hood back. Northeast about guns and roses. The truth is right here, you phonies is posers. It's Lamborghini Speedway, lapping the sloth. Ain't none of you clowns outlasting the balls. Star studded, the building like foolish.
wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah. Star studded, the building like foolish. Wild out, cause this that movement. El Flamo, we hot over here. Knock out Chicago like, yeah, partner, yeah.
Child left behind though. Welcome to the sideshow. My flow sharper than any Eiffel. Creative mind state never stifled. Unbridled, hear no, speak no. In the mirror, pure evil. Hold left foot to the flame, hop on right for the people. No equal, no set, no probability. You got a better set, come on. Smalls, you're killing me.
Who needs a hook when it goes so hard? Who needs a crook when you run the whole yard? Who needs a gun when you make everybody run? But they don't want some, nah, man. When you run the whole yard, who needs a gun when you make everybody run? Cause they don't want some, yeah, yeah, they don't want none.
It's official with that slick talk, boy with the pit walk. Hard out there, but I simplify it, it's grip cause. Definitive devotion, some say I'm focused. Acting against my quotient is an automatic demotion. Don't try to act against the head and get your legs broken. Detonation will stay in the middle of the interstate. Watch your whole squad disintegrate. This is chess, not checkers. I win, you lose, I'm here to demonstrate. It's a metaphor, a simile, you're all my enemies. I bring war like a centipede, your head is my centerpiece. Especially gifted at bringing the best out of these victims. Whack rappers, these convicted, start running for benediction. The synonym for the system, deletion when I stick them. I'm automatic. Like backsliders and money-hungry Christians. Bass in the trunk, filling your face when it's dark. I damage a whole block just to make the basics jump.
Yeah. Who needs a hook when it goes so hard? Who needs a crook when you run the whole yard? Who needs a gun when you make everybody run? Cause they don't want some, nah, man, yeah, they don't want none. Who needs a hook when it goes so hard? Who needs a crook when you run the whole yard? Who needs a gun when you make everybody run? Cause they don't want some, nah, yeah, they don't want none. When it goes so hard, who needs a crook when you run the whole yard? Who needs a gun when you make everybody run? But they don't want some, nah, man, yeah, they don't want none. Who needs a hook when it goes so hard? Who needs a crook when you run the whole yard? Who needs a gun when you make everybody run? But they don't want some, nah, man, nah, they don't want none.
But fuck it, man. Not masturbate, man. On these big ass rims, man. I call it master skate, nigga. Yeah, that.
I'm on my own shit, all up on my own dick. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own dick. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. Yeah.
Wake up, jump out of bed, throw the kicks on, blue and orange, Patrick Ewing. Get my neck on, head to the studio, nigga. Get them hits on, pick a couple bitches that love to get they lick on. I'm quick gone, in a hurry. They got me high, my vision blurry. Oakland's finest, Mark Curry. Black tee, no jewelry. Keep it P.I., we V.I., straight dolo. You don't see I, no paparazzi on my B.I., flow kamikaze, kill G.I. I'm back with it. Bay get it. Demolition Man, they the best with it. West Coast, third time. The nerve of these niggas, they ain't heard.
I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate. Wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, and it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own dick. Haters, you can hate. Wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, and it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. Yeah.
This what I do, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I used to run around with a whole bunch of niggas, right? You know what I'm saying? But it just seemed like I ball better when I'm on my dollar. Standing on the roof so you can tell it's my own shit. Mailbox full of mortgage payments, I own shit. Diamond supply coats, cardigan, grown shit. 40 pink toes, no need to postpone it. Candy dried and put the 26 on it. Harley defecating, park beside me, don't condone it. Dolo macking through the base, cause my city hates me. Indie niggas like Balancing B to motivate me. They gon' find us like Air Coryell. Drop back like Dan Fouts and touch down through the mail. You could cover me with Dion. Still run beyond my own shit I be on. Bitches getting moaned and peed on. Mansion with just weeds grown in Santa Cruz. Still sagging my dickies just now in Gucci shoes. Beat master paint, Gran Turismo, do you. And let me do me, masturbate on huge shoes.
I'm on my own shit, all up on my own dick. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, and it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own dick. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, and it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. Yeah.
Hey, Balance, check it out, homie. We need balance, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need balance, man, so they can get on their own shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I flip it on their motherfucking ass, homie. You know what I'm saying? I shit on these niggas one time. Fucking two times, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come through defecating on these niggas, man. Big rims, man. I call it defecating, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, that. On my own shit, you know what I mean?
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So continuing the casuals, and one of the things that I can say is that looking forward to bringing him back in Blaze. He meets our unwritten criteria of somebody that can definitely carry a conversation about whatever. And so afterwards, after we finished our conversation, I said, yeah, we want to talk about politics and all. They said, man, man, hit me up. So we're going to hold him to that. But I also talked to him a little bit about success and how he defines success. That's something that is always a point of curiosity for me when I'm talking to artists, how they view it. So he talks about that. Then we're going to go into another casual song. It's called You Like That. And then a track by Devin the Dude called You'll Be Satisfied. And you'll probably be surprised to know that this Devin the Dude track is like a slow tempo song.
Yeah, I'm Devin surprised. Hey, I'm surprised. The only thing I'm ever surprised with Devin the Dude is if he ain't got a plug. When that happens, then I'm like, huh?
Yeah, or like me without a beer on a weekend. But anyway. So casual, talking about success, and then going into casual, You Like That, and Devin the Dude, You'll Be Satisfied. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes,
sir. And how you, what you view as successful. It doesn't have to be units or whatever, but when you put a project out or when you do something, how do you measure success? I'm always captivated by that. What artists view as successful these days with the environment of hip hop?
Well, you know, we all got different desires, and we all know what the standard landmark for success is. But, I mean, it's to be able to be financially stable and to take care of your, you know, financial responsibilities. That's where finances are involved. But I don't necessarily, and I know a lot of other people don't necessarily just measure success by, you know, finance. And for me, one of the things throughout my whole career, I know I had certain people like, why don't you just do this? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Certain people like, why don't you just do this? Or why don't you just do that? But, and I was trying to answer, yo, that's not why I do this. It's not what success is to me, you know what I mean? And basically, primarily, it's the ability to be able to support myself off of my art that's automatically success. To whatever extent you can support yourself off of, even if it's supplemental support to your life or your income, that is still success. If you're doing that off of your art, something that you emanate just from your creation, you're thinking of things, and it's turning to monetary or whatever, that's success already. Now there's different levels of that and different stages of that. But for me, once, like I said before, when I my intent would be to impress certain people, so then I would feel successful when I know that I have impressed those people. You see what I'm saying?
I got
it. Like, yes, yeah, like when Bun B, I was doing a with Red Bulls, me, Crooked Eye, Bun B, Too Short, judging, and Bun B was hosting, and we were judging a Red Bull MC rap battle. And when Bun B came to me, he was like, "Rap God, what you think?" And like, yeah, I was like, "Oh, that acknowledgement was cool for me." I was like, "Oh, dang, how Bun B know about that or whatever?" Anyway, yeah. Just right there, that was a certain level of, success. Like, oh, dang, to me personally, yeah. Because I don't do it for what others may do it for.
Hey, I know you, you're a busy man, so I appreciate you taking some time. I know He Still Think He Raw comes out May 22nd, and you can go to HeStillThinkHeRaw.com. Support it, because I know on the site you got the digital, the physical, the deluxe package. Support it.
I'ma get them on the right track. Hopefully they take their life back.
Like that. Yeah, they like that. That's why they never fight back. All right, cat, I'ma get them on the right track. Hopefully they take their life back. To Ray hooked up a melody for fellas, we always let it be. And never see the jealousy. Please tell your crew you're audibly edible. Plus I got a fully automatic photostatic. Better let it go. The thoughts even regrettable. Cheddar for the woolly heavy metal on the flow. Let them know I roll over the mountains like cannibals. Spirits they channel through to help me handle you. Get cream, supreme, esteem, team. Lucid dreams got me bigger than the Nephilim. I said, get cream, supreme, esteem, team. Lucid dreams got me bigger than the Nephilim.
Like that. That's why they never fight back. All right, cat, I'ma get them on the right track. And hopefully they take their life back.
I rap for real, now that's the deal. Lay back with a book, cook, relax, and chill. Yeah, girl, I tickle you pink with rapping skills. It's like laying on daffodils in Chapel Hill. Super analytical, punish a poet pitiful, the rhyme pinnacle with no identicals. Soon as the radio waves touch my tentacles, they blast off, leaving trails of chemicals. Man, they almost dirtied up my kennel coals. The heat'll leave little holes in your dinner clothes. Get cream, supreme, esteem, king. Plus I got this little girl for feed.
Nah, man, like that. They like that. That's why they never fight back. All right, cat, I'ma get them on the right track. And hopefully they take their life back.
Like that.
They like that. That's why they never fight back. All right, cat, I'ma get them on the right track. And hopefully they take their life back.
Better believe we try to receive a past knowledge out music instead of degrees. Take you out like grammatical errors the editor sees. I ain't got no competitors, please. We can bet we connect with the secret set. Overflow, leave your speakers wet, reeking sweat. Yeah, the crew dirty, been working since 2:30. Splifted, we graveyard shifted. Check your geometry, too many squares in your cipher. You the type to get wet diapers. We get cream, supreme, esteem, team. Rhymes game to the triple beam. Nah, man.
Like that. They like that. That's why they never fight back. Alright, cat, I'ma get them on the right track. And hopefully they take their life back.
coming around like I used to. Been slipping to the point where I thought I was gonna lose you. I keep you in mind, I'm gone weeks at a time. I wish I could take you with me cause I need you around. You're second guessing, yes you're stressing cause I'm gone so much. Realize you'll be surprised how much I long for your touch. Sometimes I look in the skies, hoping to see your eyes. Somewhere I stare, but you're not there. I got 32 days left, but first thing ASAP. Right when I get back, you'll caress this, I'll hit that. I can't help but to think somebody's holding you tight. And he's got you in his arms when it's cold in the night. I get upset with just the thought of it, but it's my fault of it. But when I get back, you gon' get all of this. Until then, I'm just gonna keep daydreaming.
Daydreaming, girl, I'm thinking of you. Every day you pass me by.
Girl, yeah.
I'm gonna get you, gonna stick it in you. And you'll be glad at the time.
Girl.
Daydreaming, girl, I'm thinking of you. Every day you pass me by.
Girl, yeah.
I'm gonna get you, gonna stick it in you. And you'll be satisfied.
Girl.
Every hour that go by, I'm missing you. You know why? Because you're so freaky, so fine, and so fly. But so tired of me being gone so long. And I appreciate the way you stay strong and hold on for this bone. Cause you're missing the way it moan when I put it in. You know it's worth waiting for. Ain't nothing gooder than this dick that you say that you love so much. I'm missing the way you be giving my nuts a rub. I'm at these clubs looking at these sluts, but it don't matter, love. It's you who I'm thinking of, and I'll be back in a moment.
Listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Keep on supporting the DubCNN Radio Networks. You have DubCNN Radio with Worldwide Warm and with J Double, and you obviously have Microphone Masters Radio Show. Keep on supporting us. Hit us up on hit us up via email, MicMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can Google us, Microphone Masters Radio Show, all that good stuff. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. But hooked up with Balance right after I was done with Casual. Balance happened to be on out and about on the internet highway. So hooked up with him and talked to him for a few minutes. He has a new project that he just dropped. It's called Golden State Warriors 2. So you can get it on WCNN.com. Same as plug. But
yeah.
Balance is a good dude, real intelligent, real cool dude. So talk to him a little bit about consistency and features, because he's been doing a lot of features lately. And I kind of asked him about that. And then so we're going to go up to a track by Balance featuring Irk the Jerk called All I Know, and then a track by Cool Nuts, it's called The Cook Up. So get into a conversation with Balance and then go into a couple tracks. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. And seriously, when I think of consistency, I think of you, I think of Casual, I think of some of the artists. So what does that mean to you?
To me, it means everything. I think if somebody is consistent, I think consistency is the key to keeping longevity, especially when you're independent. You must be consistent because you're constantly accumulating fans. You don't want to lose. You know, you can't really lose fans. You can't afford losing fans. So I try not to make my decisions based upon, you know, money or anything like that. And that's, I think people sacrifice consistency and quality in order to the quantity, you know? And I always loved and grew up on artists that took their time with their albums, that were, you know, like you said, like to me, Redman was one of the most consistent rappers ever. Nas was a consistent rapper. You know, some of my favorite artists were consistent. Like every time I hear their verse, they gave me a good performance. Like I felt like I could buy whatever they dropped, and I kind of want my fans to feel the same way because they're spending their hard-earned money on my stuff. So to me, consistency is everything.
Now I wanna you mentioned Nas, and I wanna talk about that real quick. And for folks listening to this, I mean, technology is beautiful because I'm sitting here and I'm doing some stuff and I hit balance up and I say, hey, you want to jump on the show? He says, let's do it. Stop BSing, Jalen, let's do it. So I want to ask you about, for example, an artist like Nas, he has a song that's like Daughters that comes out. Or just a lot, sometimes it seems that people like to attack artists for the sake of attacking artists, maybe for stepping out and doing something a little bit different or being honest. Do you ever worry about being attacked for honesty or for people who support you saying you need to be even more honest, give us even more of you? Do you worry about that at all?
No. Like, one, it's funny because I constantly listen and ask my audience what they would like to see from me. You know what I mean? You know, this guy walked up to me today and he was like, yo, Balance, what's up, man? He was like, I'm a big fan, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's what's up. And we're talking, and he's like, I want to take a picture. So we take a picture, and after we take a picture, I ask him, like, you know, what are some things you listen to? One, and who would you like to see me do songs with?
Yeah.
And I constantly ask that of my fans, like, who would you like to see me do songs with? Who would you like me to perform with? How many songs do you like on your albums? Like, because without them, the fans are everything. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who listen to the music. They're the ones who buy your music. They're the ones that support you. They're the ones that come to the show. So I'm never fearful of, you know, like some fans say, you know, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. Like, some fans will be like, man, like, you know, like, I'll make a mixtape. And then some fans will be like, man, I don't like mixtapes, but I fool with your album. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, that's what's up. So there are a group of people that don't like mixtapes. They rather have an album full of original beats. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And
right.
then there's some fans who say, man, I just want to hear you. Like, you know, like, you know, I can't wait to get an album where, you know, it's just you rapping, not a lot of features. And it's funny because I kind of purposely for the last year been doing a lot of projects with features just for that reason, so that people will want to hear.
The streets are all I know, money over everything, fancy cars and clothes. I probably won't ever change. Pray for me.
Yeah.
Pray for
Mama
me.
Tell me slow down. She say I'm out of control. I'm like, I got it. She like, how do you know? Even suckers are strapped now. Mama marching for show. Cause even though I rap, I'm background. I'm like Monty DeVoe. Never tried to be the star of the show. But now I'm the word on the street. And mother niggas Tommy and Cole. The hood really hot, like a pot to a stove. Feet dangling, sitting on top of the globe. Wake them up, push the drapes open. Either they can hate or take notice. This is great moment. I stayed patient, I prayed for it, I'm ready now. This is a celebration, somebody let the confetti down. I'm everywhere, you ain't never around. Chess moves, I ain't played checkers in like forever now. My time, everything clicking like a metronome. No, you just cooked, baby, sorry that I'm never home. Definition to get your grind on. Jet lag every other day, another time zone. Eyes closed, I can find the money with a blindfold. We are not the same like a diamond to a rhinestone. The streets call me on my iPhone. Voice of reason on the other line, he get the dial tone. Until I find the right song, I'm right here. Never say goodbye, I'm just getting my Jackson 5 on.
Pray for me. Things aren't what they seem. They seem. It's nothing like it used to be. Used to be. Streets are all I know. Money over everything. Fancy cars and clothes.
I probably won't ever change. Pray for me if I don't make it to see the money. Don't you worry, don't you cry.
Addiction, description, money over everything, listen. Hop up out the whip, chain glistening. Jewels around my neck, see my neck freeze, pimping. Everything I be, y'all wishing. Everything I see, y'all fishing. Money like dope, palm bitching. Gun up in my waist, see my face, y'all flinching. Paranoid, walking through the streets. Almost shot a fan, taking Polaroids of me. Don't sleep, it's like I'm talking to the beat. I don't see the feet until a coffin under me. And these bitches, blood-sucking vampires. True story, true blood, this my empire. Hey, sound man, turn my amp high. Balance can't spit, he a damn lie. Time up, lead him off to the campfire. You rolling, meet the flat tire. Raw from the womb to the tomb. All these little niggas better leave when it's June. Soon the best will be released. And I ain't gonna rest until his chest is in the streets. Okay. I suggest you go invest up in some heat. Cause I'm hitting licks every day of the week.
Mama, please pray for me. Yeah. Things aren't what they seem. It's nothing like it used to be. Streets are all I know. Money over everything.
More birds, more bricks, it's the cook up. This is the tale of a chef. Real life at the stove with the best. Calling all connects for the hookup. More birds, more bricks, it's the cook up. Foam of the pot, steam of the water. Birth to work like he's a proud father. Cut the rap, see the flakes in the air. A fresh brick, it's money everywhere. Scrape the powder from the duct tape. Rock hard, the shimmer of the pink flakes. I see my fortune in a soup pot. Nino Brown watch the city from the rooftops. I treat it like a newborn baby. Caliber of the work got the fiends going crazy. Powder in the air, burn of the nostrils. Peel of the fingertips, this is the purest shit. I rock the apron like a baker. Baking soda as a swell for the paper. Let it foam then lock. I'm hungry as fuck, bleed a meal from the block. This is the tale of a chef. Real life at the stove with the best. Calling all connects for the hookup. More birds, more bricks, it's the cookup. This is the tale of a chef. Real life at the stove with the best. Calling all connects for the hookup. More birds, more bricks, it's the cookup. We off to the races now. A couple quotes, couple zips to some places now. More work, more money, more faces now. I got the white girl, they saying that I'm racist now. Aiming for a ticket, swivel of the wrist game. I love the gas and the stove got a cold flame. On the phone and a nigga work a code name. Overcautious, the fans run a cold game. This money got my name on it. My Beyonce, I gotta put my chain on it. What 10,000 really feel like? Enough money to put a choke in your windpipe. Cop work, get money in the swag night. Yes. Talk birds, talk guap in its real life. Yes. Cop work, get money in the swag night. Yes. Talk birds, talk guap in its real life. Yes. This is the tale of a chef. Real life at the stove with the best. Calling all connects for the hookup. More birds, more bricks, it's the cookup. This is the tale of a chef. Real life at the stove with the best. Calling all connects for the hookup. More birds, more bricks, it's the cookup.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we hope you have enjoyed this. Sometimes less of us is good and more of our guests and all that good stuff. And we're going to really take it up because, man, Blaze, we've been doing this for, goodness,
for a year.
We
in this thing, bro. Man, I've been waiting to use that line from 40 and them for a minute. Yeah, we in this thing, bro.
So it feels good. I think if you were saying, Blaze, before we started off air, you said, man, some sitcoms don't get this many episodes. So it's definitely cool stuff.
And, you know, I'm kind of a TV guy. I don't watch TV. Now, I mean, what I do is I download the shows. You know, and I have a certain set of shows that I rock with that, you know, that's what I do. But some of these shows don't make it 10 episodes, 5.
That's true.
You know,
true.
Make it 52. 52 more.
Exactly.
So yeah, what can we say?
Well, say we'll see you next time. So on behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And we'll see you next time. You can.
Deuces.